أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما نقموا منهم إلا أن يؤمنوا بالله العزيز الحميد الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض والله على كل شيء شهيد. In the previous ayats we read of those trenches that those enemies of Islam and of Deen and of Allah Ta'ala, the trenches they had dug and burnt a fire, and whoever believed in Allah Ta'ala, they burnt him in that fire, threw him into that fire. Further now, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explains, وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا أَن يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. اور ان سے بدلہ نہ لیتے تھے مگر اس بات کا کہ وہ یقین لائے اللہ پر اور جو زبردست ہے تعریفوں والا. And they did not take revenge from them, they did not punish them, but for only one reason. There was no other crime of theirs, nothing what they had done wrong, but just because they had believed in Allah Ta'ala. And then the qualities of Allah Ta'ala mentioned here, that Allah Ta'ala, who is Al-Aziz, the All-Powerful, and nobody can match in any way, the whole creation together cannot match in the power of Allah Ta'ala. And so such a great being who is so powerful, and that it is only right that a person totally submits to Allah Ta'ala. A person has come into existence by none other but by Allah Ta'ala. It is not one's parents that brought one into existence. It is not the things of this world. It is only Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala's power, a person should fear it all the time. Allah's power is the greatest. And وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. And nobody knows the armies of Allah Ta'ala but only Allah Ta'ala. Like the Jews, when they fought against the Muslims, then and they safeguarded themselves in their forts, which were very powerful and strong, those forts. But Allah used one of His powers, that is, He put fear right into their hearts. And when fear came in them, they themselves came out and asked for peace, etc. So Allah's powers, nobody knows what the powers of Allah Ta'ala are. Allah is so great, and the way He uses, and Allah is unlimited, His means of using His powers also are unlimited. And Allah Ta'ala is Al-Hamid, the one that is worthy of all praises. Only Allah alone is worthy of praises. When Allah is such that He has all power, and what great power, and that He is the only one to whom praises belong. If any praises are given to anyone, it is also on account of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, nobody is worthy of any praise whatsoever. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, He is that being, الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, jiska raj hai asmano mein aur zameen mein. It is only His sovereignty in the heavens, in the skies, and on the earth also. There is nobody else that has got any real power of their own. No governments also have the power. As long as Allah keeps them in government, they are in government. And nobody is in authority as long as Allah keeps him in authority. Otherwise, nobody has got any power. It is only for Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is that being. وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. اور اللہ کے سامنے ہے ہر چیز. Allah is everything. Allah is a witness to. Allah knows everything. What is going through our minds now, Allah Ta'ala knows. What is in our hearts, Allah Ta'ala knows. What is going to happen the next moment, only Allah knows. None of us know what is going to happen. And all our predictions, many times we predict, we have planned our day, but how many times the plan totally fails. So only it is Allah Ta'ala who knows everything. And yet the relevant point, that these people did not punish those believers, just but only crime was that they believed in Allah Ta'ala, and that Allah who has got these qualities which are mentioned here, and in the whole Quran Sharif, in the Hadith part, how many other qualities of Allah Ta'ala mentioned. In fact, it was only right that they and all of us would have totally submitted to Allah Ta'ala. But instead of that, they punished these people just because they brought Iman on Allah Ta'ala. It is also narrated, though it is not substantiated from any hadith, that this fire then came out of that trench and burned all the houses of the king, the palaces, and everything was burned down. And also ulama have written that when these people had punished those believers just because they brought Iman, it is only right and fair that Allah Ta'ala would must punish them. And the punishment, Allah save us all from His punishment, how severe that punishment will be in the Akhirat. And this is a warning to the people of the Quraysh, that they also oppose Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Muslims only for one reason, that they brought Iman. How Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu was persecuted, how many of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu were persecuted, and for no other reason but that they brought Iman. And unfortunately this is continuing in the world. How many Muslims, for example the Rohingya Muslims, it's very difficult to find any cause why they are going through this persecution and this terrible cause. The only thing is because they brought Iman on Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala, in this temporary little world, lets the Muslims go through these difficulties, cleanses them and gives them high positions for the Akhirat. While the non-believers who are doing this, they will be punished very, very severely. This is the actual meaning of the ayat, and this is for those people who had persecuted them like that. But we also should take a lesson. How many times we go against people right in our house? Just, we are also Muslims, they are also Muslims, but they want to practice on proper Islam and we oppose them. They don't want to watch TV and we got grudges against them. We make life difficult for them. For example, a wife wants to go in parda, or she wants to maintain parda in the family from her brothers-in-law, etc. Or from the sisters-in-law, the brother-in-law, they want to maintain parda, then we make it hard for those people. We pass a lot of remarks upon them, and that you are the only pious people, only you people know what are deen. We are very, very, but deen, etc. So this also falls in that, but in a very, very lightest condition compared to those people who had done digging the trenches and burning the people in there. But this is also like that, we make life difficult. Somebody wants to keep a beard, we pass remarks on that person. And we make a mockery out of that person. Many other things like that you are being too pious now. Only you are being pious, etc. We should be very careful. On the other hand, there are many people who were not really pious themselves, but they gave their full support for a person who wanted to practice on deen. And Allah Ta'ala gave them great in'amat. Though they themselves were not pious, but they supported those people who wanted to be pious. So we must be very careful that we are not those people that we also want to stop people from practicing on deen. Somebody wants to go in jamaat, for example. We discourage him and we tell him a lot of wrong things. If it is not the time to go, it's a different thing. But just to discourage people. Somebody wants to go to the khanqah. A boy wants to become an alim. We hear this complaint all the time. And how he's discouraged by other people. That what you're going to become an alim? Where you're going to eat from? You'll die hungry, etc. All this kind of things. It's very, very inappropriate for a Muslim to say such things. And the actual root source of all this are these terrible people who had gone and opposed the Muslims to the extent that they kill them just because they are Muslims. So Islam and Iman and the qualities of it are the most superior, and we must support it. If we can't manage, we are weak. We are lazy, we are slaves of our nafs. But don't discourage other people. Encourage them, support them. On that also Allah Ta'ala will show His mercy upon us.